Jesus' resurrection, the earth-shattering event.
耶稣基督的复活，石破天惊的天惊的事件。
The Chinese translation for the second part of the sermon title has four words.
中文题目有四个字。
The first two words, 石破 earth, stone shattered, rock opened.
头两个字是石破，地动山摇。
Something happened in the physical realm.
在物理，在真实的世界里面，有些事情发生。
An event that we can perceive with our eyes, with our senses.
这个是我们眼能看见、耳能听见的事情。
The next two words, 天津 heavens shaken, even the heavenly shocked.
后面两个字，天津，连天都震惊。
Describing the invisible realm, even that realm.Is turned upside down, inside out.
在描述一个我们眼不能见的境界，在这个境界里面，连天上也都震动了。
So the first two words, 石破 probably describe, in if you will, the literal sense.
所以头两个字，也许我们可以说是从字面的意思来了解。
The heavenly shock is the figurative sense.
而天惊却是一个意义上的层面。
We begin with 石破 the literal sense.
我们就从石破，从这个字面的层面来看。
Jesus' resurrection literally have taken place.
耶稣复活的事情是真真实实在发生了。
Jesus' resurrection is a historical event.
它是一个历史的事件。
An event that took place in space and time.
在时间跟空间里面所发生的事件。
Earth stone shattered, rock opened.
地动山摇，石头崩开。
An event took place in space and time. Who will roll away the stone for us?
在时空里面所发生的事情，谁把这个封木的石头滚开？
Guess what?
猜猜看。
They looking up, they look up. Behold, the stone has been rolled away, rolled back already.
他说他们抬头一看，他说那个石头已经被滚开了。
Already done. It's a done deal.
已经发生的事情。
Jesus' resurrection is a historical event.
所以耶稣复活是一件历史的事件。
So for anyone who wonders the seemingly difficult question, how can Christians talk about Jesus' resurrection?
假如有人觉得很困惑，基督徒怎么可以说复活的事情呢？
The most responsible answer to that seemingly difficult question is because it has already taken place.
最明确的答案就是说这个已经发生了。
This is the simplest answer. It is the most responsible answer to the question.
这是最明确又是最简单的答案。
This is the only responsible answer because Jesus' resurrection is a historical event.
也是唯一的答案，因为耶稣基督事实上复活了。
A historical event stands by itself.
这个事件本身是一个独立存在的。
A historical event may require and sometimes even demanding future generations' proper understanding, but it does not depend on that.
虽然这个事件对每一个世代的人可能有不同的意义，可是这个事件本身不依靠我们认为它的意义而存在。
石破 ，earth rock shattered. Jesus' resurrection literally has taken place already.
地动山摇，石破，耶稣基督复活，的的确确发生了。
Now.If the people are still puzzled and amazed by Christians talking about Jesus' resurrection as a historical event,
假如我们还是觉得很困惑，有人会问，这个怎么会是真实的呢？
Now, let me tell you this. Even the more amazing thing is that Jesus' resurrection is a historic event not only to us, 21st century people,
让我告诉你，耶稣基督复活的事情不单对我们活在21世纪的人是一个重要的事情。
It was a historical event even to the people closest to that moment.
不单对我们来讲是真实，对当时发生事情的时候的人也是一个真实的事情。
These women came to trying to anoint Jesus with spices.
这些妇女来希望用香料膏耶稣的尸体。
And the angels told them, He is not here. He has risen.
可是有一个天使跟他说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。
So you see, for the people who are closest to that moment, Jesus' resurrection was still a historical event, an event of the past.
所以即使是对当时的人来讲，耶稣复活仍然对他们来讲是一个历史事件，已经发生了。Now,
there are people who would wonder if this incredible things did happen.
有的人可能还困惑，这个难以置信的事情真的发生了吗？
But why wouldn't the resurrection be done in a more timely fashion, in a much better timing?
为什么复活事情不会在一个更 方便更理想的时间发生呢?
Why wouldn't God wait until the women got into the tomb and then Jesus sit up and say, I'm back?
为什么不会说等到妇女跑到那个墓穴里面，耶稣突然间站起来，坐起来说，我在这里？
Wouldn't that be more impressive, more spectacular?
这样不是更加令人震惊，更加特别吗？
The two most spectacular deeds by God as far as human is concerned, creation and redemption.
对人来讲，最令人难以置信的事情有两样，一个是创造，另外一个就是救赎。
These two deeds, God's creation and redemption, are the most spectacular thing, the most glorious things in terms as far as human is concerned.
对人来讲， 创造跟救赎是最令人惊讶、最让人压抑的事情。
But these two events share the same characteristics.
可是这两样事情都有共同点。
For example, creation.
举例来说，创造。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
神起初创造天地。
And that's it.
就这样子了。
It's a done deal.
就这样已经完成。
It's a fact.
是事实。
And since that moment,
从那一刻开始,
the heavens declare the glory of God, the sky proclaim His handiwork.
诸天述说神的荣耀，从窗传扬他的手段。
Since that moment, God's glory is displayed before us in the created order.
从那一刻开始，神的创造就在创造的次序里面向我们阐明。
Since that spectacular moment of creation, created order is a historical fact displayed before our eyes.
从那一刻开始，神所创造就陈列在我们眼前，是一个已成的事实。
But men crave for something else.
可是我们心里面却渴求一些不同的东西。
Men crave for showmanship.
我们希望有表演可以看。
We either want to impress others or be impressed.
我们希望让人家惊讶，也让自己觉得惊讶。
We would like to capture that magical moment and do ooh, ah, wah.
我们就很想发出赞叹，抓住那个让人惊奇的一刻。
March 17, New York Times has an article.
纽约时报3月17号有一篇报道。
Space ripples reveal Big Bang's smoking gun.
他这里说，太空里面所侦测到的余波，确实证实了大爆炸的理论。
You see, we're fascinated with the Big Bang.
我们对于大爆炸非常的觉得很好奇。
But we miss the opportunity.
可是我们却错失了去看的机会。
We miss the opportunity for seeing the Big Gun, so let's work ourselves up to trace the smoking gun.
因为我们看不见它真正发生那一刻，所以我们希望能够看到它确据的理论。
It's like watching fireworks.
就好像看烟火。
We gather in a park.
我们在公园里面聚集。
We gather in a football field.
在球场里面站在一起。
By the Hudson River.
在赫德逊河旁边。
And we ooh, ah, wow, with all the thousands of flaming explosion.
当所有的烟火爆炸起来的时候，周围的人都发出赞叹的时候，
those tiny flames that disappeared vanished after a few seconds.
不到几秒钟，那些烟火都消失无踪。
And the irony is our failure to know the backdrop of those fireworks.
讽刺的是，我们看不见那些
The irony is our failure to see the splendor, the backdrop of those fireworks that are already revealed before us.
我们却看不见那个烟火过了以后，那个烟火所呈现出来的美。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims His handiwork.
诸天述说上帝的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Day to day pours out speech. Night to night reveals knowledge.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
It's not a split of second or woo, ah, wah. It's always there.
这个不是几分之几几秒所让人发出的赞叹。
Redemption through Jesus' resurrection has the same characteristic.
透过耶稣基督的救赎也有同样的特点。
Jesus' resurrection literally has taken place already.
耶稣基督的复活事实上已经发生了。
Now, let's go to the figurative sense.
让我们再看它深层的意义。
Heavenly shocked, even the heavens are shaken.
天惊，连天都惊讶。
What happened when the historical fact calmly conveyed to those women?
是历史事件对于那些妇女的意义是什么？
Exuberant joy?
让他们觉得非常的喜乐。
Cheerful shouting?
很高兴的欢呼。
Jumping up and down, high-fiving each other?
跳来跳去，彼此击掌。
None of that.
没有任何这样的事情发生。
None of those at all.
那些都没有发生。
Mark, let's see what Mark described.
这是马可描述的。
They ran out, they went out and fled.
他们跑出去，他们跑去看。
These are not the behaviors of joy.
这些不像是高兴的行为。
Trembling and astonishment has seized them, astonished.
他们战惊，他们惊讶，他们像惊弓之鸟。
They said nothing, they were silenced, for they were afraid, fear.
他们沉默，因为他们心中害怕。
These are not the emotion, the mood of welcoming the information given to them, he is not here.
这不像是他们面对那个宣告，他不在这里。该有的情绪。
Mark, the simplest gospel also gives us the clearest picture of what happened.
马可一本最简单的福音书给我们最清楚的图画。
The confusion, the anxiety.
那他们当时的困惑，他们当时的焦虑。
The stress, the panicking.
他们的压力，他们的担忧。
The resistance or at least the reluctance.
他们心里面的抗拒，甚至不情愿。
天惊 the heavenly, even the heavenly shocked.
天惊，连天都震惊。
Jesus' resurrection brought the most severe existential crisis possible for humanity.
耶稣的复活为人类人生观带来最基本的震撼。
Where do I come from? Why am I here?
我们从哪里来？我们为什么生存？
Where am I going?
我要去哪里？
Why is life such a mixed bag?
为什么生活那么复杂？
Surely there are good things in the past, there are wonderful things. We remember the beloved teacher Jesus.
过去当然有美好的记忆，我们记得我们所爱的这位老师耶稣。
But why is life such a mixed bag? Why are there always so much tragic?
为什么生命充满了悲剧，生命充满了那么复杂的情形？
Surely there are good things in my past, but why do all the good things be torn apart away from me, ripped away from me in such a violent way?
没错，生命中的确是有曾经有过美好的事情，可是为什么人生那么苦，那么多的灾难？
How can I move on, fully knowing what's been in the past?
我如何能够往前走呢？知道过去发生的事情，如何能够继续往前走？
Why do I even want to move on?
我甚至连往前走的欲望都没有。
Jesus' resurrection brought the existential crisis, the most severe existential crisis possible to those women.
耶稣的复活为那些妇女她们本来灰暗的人生观带来最深的震撼。
He is not here.
他不在这里。
They can, to anoint Jesus with the spices.
他们来要用香料膏耶稣的尸体。
But he is not here. They could not do what they came to do.
他不在这里，所以他们没有办法做他们该做的事情。
The fact laid out before them.
事实陈明在他们面前。
The result is confusion, anxiety, stress, panicking, reluctance.
结果是困惑、惊讶、难过、伤心、失望。
This is the irony.
这是这其中的讽刺。
Now don't get me wrong, these women were devoted.
不要误会我，这些妇女都是很敬虔的。
These were probably the most loving and devoted followers of Jesus.
他们可能是跟随耶稣人中间最敬虔、最 让人家喜爱的。
Yet, they would rather see a dead corpse than encountering the living Christ.
可是他们却宁可看见耶稣的尸体，过于看到复活的耶稣。
This bitter irony is most vividly in Mary's weeping.
在玛利亚的哭泣里面，这个深深的讽刺表现出来。
Woman, why are you weeping?
妇人，你为什么哭？
Twice she was asked that question.
她被问了两次。
The first time the question was asked to him by angels.
第一次是天使问她。
The second time by the Lord himself.
第二次是主自己问她。
Woman, why are you weeping?
妇人，你为什么哭泣？
Oh yeah, she wept.
她是在哭泣。
She already cried.
她已经哭了。
Perhaps she actually already cried too much.
可能哭得过多了。
She wept, she cried for different reasons.
她哭是因为不同的原因。
Three days ago, she wept because she heard the information that the beloved teacher Jesus was captured.
三天前她哭泣因为她所爱的这位老师被抓起来。
And then next day, she wept because in fear of this trial may find Jesus condemned.
再过一天她又在哭，因为这个审判可能会判决耶稣。
And a moment later, she wept because she heard those sounds made by human, but it's almost like animals cheering up because Jesus was beaten.
再过一会，她又在哭。为什么？因为她听到人像野兽一样喊叫，野兽一样的声音在鞭打耶稣。
And then she wept by the horrible sight of this man nakedly hung on the cross.
他继续在哭泣，因为他看见这个人赤裸裸的被挂在石架上，一个残酷的图画。
Flesh torn apart.
皮肉崩开。
Blood and water seeping out.
血水流出来。
Agonizing breath.
痛苦的呼吸。
And then she wept when the torture is finally over.
他哭泣，因为最终这个折磨终于过去了。
He gave out. He gave up.The last breath.
她呼出她最后一口气。
And she probably wept a lot.
她可能哭更多。
After that moment.
在耶稣死了之后哭得更多。
But now she would like to stop crying.
现在她希望能够停住哭泣。
Woman, why are you weeping?
妇人，你为什么哭泣？
They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
他们把我的主拿去了，我不知道他们把他放到哪里。
Let me see the corpse, and I will stop weeping.
让我看尸体，我就不再哭了。
Woman, why are you weeping?
妇人，你为什么哭泣？
Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him.
先生，
I will take him away.
若是你把他离去了，请告诉我。你把它放在哪里？我去取它。
Only if you gave me his body, I will stop crying.
当你把他尸体交给我，我就不哭了。
She wept too much.
她哭太多了。
She would like to stop weeping now.
她希望现在可以止住哭泣。
This is Mary's final act. This is these women's final act.
这是玛利亚，也就是这些妇人最后的行为。
To stop the bleeding.
去停住他们心中 的淌血。
To close the book, if you will.
去把书，好像下一个结论。
But Jesus refused to be closed in, to be locked down in a memoir.
可是耶稣却拒绝被困在人的记忆中。
No matter what, how wonderful that memoir was.
无论那个记忆是多么美好。
Now begins the invitation.
现在是邀请的开始。
A future open up.
一个将来在我们面前展现出来。
A future utterly different from what we know, instead of just going down the memory lane.
这个将来不同于我们跑到回忆的长廊里面，是往前看的。
I would like to end the sermon with a quote by Alan Cole.
我希望用一个引用 Alan Cole 的一句话来结束今天的讲道。
His comment on the Gospel of Mark chapter 16.
Alan Cole 在马可福音十六章的注释里面这样说。
A past chapter in God's dealing with them had closed.
过去的事情已经过去了。
And they, like us, were such cowards that they would rather cling to the old familiar past.
他们跟我们一样，也是一群胆怯的人。宁可抓住我们所熟悉的过去
then venture out continually into the new and unknown with God
也不愿意凭信心跟上帝走向未来
yet this is the present and continual meaning of the walk of faith
与上帝一同踏出去进入未来就是我们凭信心而行的定义
Jesus' resurrection, the earth-shattering event.
耶稣基督的复活，石破天惊的事件。
The literal sense, Jesus' resurrection has already taken place.
从字面来说，耶稣的复活的确已经发生了。
The figurative sense, even the heavenly are shaken, are shocked.
从比喻，从深层意义来说，连天也受震动。
Next is communion.
下面是我们共领圣餐。
For Christians who partake the bread and the cup,
基督徒同领饼跟杯。
I will invite you to answer the question, to answer the invitation.
我邀请各位去回答刚才所发出的问题，所发出的邀请。
Will you let yourself caught up in the memory?
你会不会让你自己活在过去的回忆里面
？Withered in the old familiar past，
在过去熟悉的事件里面渐渐枯萎
？Or will you step forward？
还是你勇敢地踏出来
？Will you move forward？
你会往前行吗？
Venture out continually into the new and unknown with him.
踏上一个未知的将来，可是是与主同行。
The way, the truth, the life.
道路、真理、生命。
The resurrection.
复活。
Will you move forward?
你会不会与他一同往前走？